Let's go ahead and jump on in and talk a little bit about American Farm Bureau's reaction to the passage of the Senate bill yesterday.
Yeah, we're thrilled to have a bill come out of the Senate and out of the House and heading for conference, but we also recognize that there are still some challenges on the Senate bill, and we want to work with Congress in the committee meeting to be able to fix some of the problems we see in it.
What are some of those challenges that you want to see fixed?
Yeah, well, you know, there's some obstruction in there to make it more difficult for our farmers to get risk management tools and payment limits, and we want to make sure that we take care of that.
Talk about some of the things that you are pleased with amendments and some of the things that AFPF's happy about in the bill.
So we're real excited that crop insurance has fared well so far on the House and the Senate side. It was one of our main objectives was to continue to support crop insurance because it is the cornerstone of the Farm Bill, and it is the main risk management tool that our farmers use. Of course, back in February during the budget process, we were able to take care of some of the cotton problems and some of the dairy problems. So we were glad to get that behind us. And of course, streamlining some conservation programs, little increase in research and development to keep us on the cutting edge. And those are the areas that we're really proud to see in there.
Both the House and Senate have passed the bill now, and they go on a conference, like you mentioned. But there has been some partisan differences. What would you like to see moving forward to get a farm bill actually passed?
Well, I think the biggest challenge they're going to have in conference is on the nutrition side, because it's such a big difference in how the House passed it and what the Senate passed it. So I think the biggest battle in conference will be there. We need a farm bill because it is important, more important now than ever, because we're in very bad economic times, and that is the times that we write farm bills for. So we need to have some certainty in our future by having a farm bill passed and passed on time before this one runs out in September the 30th.
Anything else we didn't touch base on that you want to mention and want to make sure farmers know?
If they all look at the crisis we're in, their voice is needed more now than ever before. So if they've never called, they need to go to the County Farm Bureau office and let them help them call the senator or email them. But this is a time where we need to make sure that our voice is being heard, and that needs to be, we need a farm bill, we need it timely so that we can have certainty in our future.
Adding on to what you just said about how it's more important now than ever, why is it so important?
Well, farm income's down about 52% over the last 5 years. We're having some threats of tariffs being raised and having a threat of a trade war, which is making the markets very reactive to the negative for our farmers. We've missed an opportunity last week to fix some of our farm labor problems. And all of that is, all those pieces make a perfect storm for agriculture. And we need to, if we can solve the farm bill problem and get the farm bill passed, that's one piece of that storm we won't have to face while we work through these other challenges that we have. So everybody needs to be having their voice heard and talk about the issues that we're facing. One being we need a farm bill on time to give us certainty in that area. And we also need to talk to our congressmen and senators in this administration about the difficulties that are coming our way because of the trade war and the trade tariffs, because it is affecting the markets and making them very volatile to the negative side for our farmers. And then also we need to continue to talk about our ag labor problems out on our farm, because everywhere I go in this country I hear farmers talk about I can't get enough labor, and it's the biggest problem that I have, and it limits my ability to produce more. So those are the issues that are facing us today, and we need to make sure our voices are being heard.